This is the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update for Friday, the 25th of September. I'm John Bithrie. Well, let's go to the financial markets now. In the US, markets closed slightly higher, the Dow rising by 0.7%. Two events of note. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives, John Boehner, has announced he'll step down next month. And on Thursday, the head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, indicated a rate rise was still likely by the end of the year. So why were investors apparently buoyed by these two events? Chris Lowe from FTN Financial explains.
This is really all anybody talked about. Everybody's so focused on these two Washington events, and yet they should have been market negative, both of them, and they're not. And it's interesting to see that stocks were up today.
Why do you think that is then? Let's talk about, first of all, Janet Yellen and what she said, i.e. rates would likely go up by the end of the year. Why would that have sent markets up?
I think it's very simply because the only thing worse than knowing something slightly negative is going to happen is not knowing when, not knowing how much. And there was just so much uncertainty about the Fed. And I think in the absence of the ability to make the right trade, investors were opting not to make any trade at all.
So on to John Boehner then, why would his departure not have had a negative effect on markets?
We've had a great deal of gridlock where it looks like we may have another government shutdown in the next month or so because Congress is fighting over funding Planned Parenthood and the White House has threatened to veto the budget if they cut funding. So my sense is that investors are hopeful with Boehner gone, maybe somebody comes in who is stronger, can whip the members of Congress into supporting something more workable.
Chris Lowe there. So yes, the Dow Jones ended up 0.7% at 16,314. At the end of the day here in London, the FTSE 100 closed up 2.5% at 61.09. Quick look at the oil price. November, New York light crude oil was up 43 cents at $45.34 a barrel. You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.